Former astronaut Mark Kelly has promised to not take campaign contributions from corporate political action committees, also known as corporate PACs. Kelly is running for the Democratic nomination for Senate from Arizona, and these pledges became common last election cycle. But with so many ways for big money to support candidates, it is not clear how meaningful this kind of pledge is. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports.
Mark Kelly made his pledge to reject corporate PAC money when he launched his campaign last month. And then this week, he put out a video about it.
I'm not going to take corporate money. You know, I feel that corporate money into campaigns poisons our democracy. So I'm going to try to do this as a grassroots effort.
Under current rules, the corporate PACs that Kelly is rejecting can give $5,000 to federal candidates. These are different from other groups you hear about, super PACs and 501c4s, both of which can spend unlimited amounts of money on races but can't coordinate with candidates. Kelly's promise is the same one made by a lot of Democrats in 2018, as well as several current presidential candidates. It's an important issue to rank-and-file Democrats like Natalia Espinosa. At a West Phoenix Democratic meeting, Espinosa said this is definitely an issue she cares about.
He's not asking for big corporations to sponsor him, so that way he's not committed to any one person or group, but he's there to do what the constituents want him to do.
Kelly is trying to unseat Republican Senator Martha McSally in 2020. And that status as a challenger makes this kind of pledge a lot easier for him, according to Sarah Briner. She's research director for the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan group that researches money in elections.
The kinds of candidates who are rejecting this money tend to be the kind of candidates who wouldn't be receiving any of it. PACs don't give to challengers, so they're really saying no thank you to something that probably wouldn't have been offered.
Not to mention, the amount of money candidates get from a corporate PAC is a relatively small slice of the total. If the goal is to banish corporate influence over a candidate, Briner says it's unclear how this does that.
Candidates take money from parties. Parties take money from corporations. Candidates take a lot of money, most of their money, from people. People work for corporations. Candidates take money from other candidates who may have taken money from corporations. How is that money sort of cleaned to be truly separated from the quote-unquote corporate influence? It's impossible.
But with the astronomical expense of our campaigns, doing without any source of money is not easy for a candidate, says Terry Goddard, former Arizona Attorney General.
If you're a candidate and you are scrambling for every contribution you can possibly find, cutting off any source, I can tell you from experience, is a really painful thing to do. Absolutely not simple.
Goddard will soon relaunch an effort to force disclosure of large donors to nonprofits who then spend on state elections, so-called dark money. He's trying to get a voter initiative on the ballot in 2020. He sees anonymous, unlimited spending in campaigns as a big threat to democracy. But Goddard, a Democrat, said a pledge like Kelly's to not take corporate PAC money is, well, something.
Let's just talk about this as a journey of many steps. If we're going to stand up against corporate money, and we're going to stand up eventually against anonymous corporate money, I think the kind of step that Mark Kelly has made is a good start.
At least two questions remain. Will an incumbent Mark Kelly, if he were to win, make the same commitment to not take corporate PAC donations? A Kelly campaign spokesman said his pledge is for now and in the future. Second, will Kelly condemn anonymous spending supporting him or attacking his opponents? Terry Goddard.
That's the other hard thing to do, is to actually condemn a group who is anonymous but is supporting your candidacy. That's where sort of the rubber meets the road.
A Kelly spokesman said he condemns secret money but is, quote, focused on what he can control. He said Kelly would fight for reforms to get rid of big anonymous donations. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.